Welcome to the Well One Connection, a podcast from Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
Today we are visiting with Susan Olson. So you are joining our team at the HRMC Physicians Clinic. We're really excited to have you do that. You'll be joining in the adult medicine space. And so what was that one thing that made you decide to come back and practice here in Huron?
I think because I've always done rural medicine, and I've been here in Huron before, and I've made a lot of relationships, and I'm closer to family and aging parent needs.
Yeah, that makes sense sometimes in life. So when you were in Huron before, you served patients at Cheddar and Home Clinic.
Yes.
About when was that? What time frame?
That was in 2006 to 2013.
Okay. And then you've helped us out in the ER here before as well. Did you work full-time in the ER ever? Was it kind of here and there as we needed?
It was kind of intermittent during vacations and things of need.
So definitely not new to Huron, new to HRMC or the community. And Susan, you are a PA and a nurse practitioner.
Yes, correct.
Okay. So what came first? I'm a little bit curious.
Well, so back in the day when there was a mid-level education, there was only two places in the United States that had it. And so Grand Forks, North Dakota was one place, and you had to have a nursing degree and work so long in the hospital before you could get accepted to the program. And so when you went to the program, the educational curriculum was such that there was people from other states that came. Some states recognized NPs and some states recognized PAs. And at that time, they didn't recognize PAs in South Dakota, they recognized NPs. And so everybody took the same curriculum, and at the end of the education, you could go to Minneapolis and take your NP boards, or you could go back to Grand Forks and take your PA boards, and I just did both.
Oh, perfect. Okay, so they kind of came at the same time.
Yes.
A little bit.
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
Wonderful. Yes, I've just always been curious about how that worked for you. And so you're coming here. Of course, we always need more wonderful providers in our community, but we are seeing a transition. I think a colleague that you've had over the years, Doreen Boomsma.
Mm-hmm.
Doreen is, somehow we're letting her retire. I don't know how that is going to happen. She's been talking about it for a long time. And so you'll have a little bit of a transitionary period with her. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we worked together before and we'll transition into her clinic.
So you'll kind of work side by side with her with patients for a little bit, I imagine, and get that introduction to probably some of her longtime patients.
Mm-hmm.
So you had been working at the VA, is that correct, before this? Okay. And so transitioning to this, were you in clinic?
I was in primary care, and then I did emergency room there.
Okay.
As well.
Okay. So I'm a new patient, and maybe I'm a patient of Dreams, or maybe I'm a patient in the community that's just really looking for a provider for primary care. What is your practice style like? How do you work with patients?
Well, I guess my philosophy is look at the whole patient and not just identify single entities, because typically there's more than one thing going on that can encompass their whole well-being. So.
Okay, so sometimes it might not be the thing that's standing out that maybe is causing them problem, but it might be something else. If I'm a new patient and I need to come see you, what's that look like? Do we set up a new patient appointment? Do you get a full panel, full history? If I'm new in the community, or I'm a patient who doesn't have a primary care provider, but I really want one, what do I need to do to come see you?
I think if you just call to schedule a new patient appointment, we'll sit down and have a nice visit and get a good understanding of what's been going on. Family history, past problems, look at what you've done for interventions in the past, or if there's ongoing situations that we need to dig in a little deeper.
Okay. And is it a good idea if I'm a new patient or I haven't been at the physician's clinic, is it a good idea for me to get my medical records and bring them with? Is that something you like to look at either at or before that first appointment?
I think initially, I mean, if you had an ongoing problem that you're searching for second opinion or further intervention, it would be good to have records. I think if you're looking for change in health care, we can visit about your whole health picture and then decide what you've done in the past, and then we can get records as needed for that.
Sure. Okay, wonderful. So you help manage those some of those chronic conditions that people have, but also just that general primary mm-hmm. care.
Yeah, adolescent and adult medicine. Okay. I've done family practice in the rural setting for many years as well, so I'm not opposed to seeing children.
Sure. So maybe if there's a family, I'm thinking of myself. I have two boys who are teens. My husband and I are middle-aged adults. It's one of those situations where we could say, hey, Susan, we need a provider, and the whole family could essentially come see you. Mm-hmm. You could help manage their care. Okay. That's wonderful. That's good to know. So you've been in the community before. You have family around here. Just tell us about yourself a little bit, about who you are.
Okay. Well, I am a mother of four and a grandmother of 11.
Oh my goodness. That's awesome.
That range from 14 to 3. So they're all very busy with different activities. They start pretty young. My mother's in Westington Springs, and I have two brothers that live there as well. So that's where I grew up. And so coming back to Heron is kind of like coming home.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, we hope it feels like that for you, and I'm sure it'll be wonderful. So activities, what are your favorite things to do? Obviously, with that many grandkids, I'm guessing it probably has to do with their activities, but your favorite things to do?
They're busy with a lot of sports, which in working, you don't get to too many of them when it's in the afternoon. But I like outdoor activities and golf, reading. I like working with animals, so I have some livestock, and I love dogs, so I have some dogs I work with too.
Do you? Okay, so are they working dogs then with your livestock, or are they?
No, they're like
pet dogs.
They're small little princesses.
Okay, that's okay. I have those spoiled dogs too. It's good to know. So. Doreen was working part time, and you're going to be coming on and working full time with us. So there is a little bit of difference. So. Hopefully you would be able to see some additional patients and mm-hmm. to take on some new patients in the mm-hmm. community. So we would encourage people to reach out, call the clinic, come meet you, get to know you a little bit, and set up an appointment. You know, maybe I'm not an established patient with you. Maybe I haven't set that up, but oh gosh, maybe I have a sore throat and I need mm-hmm. to come in. Is that an okay way to get to know you, to establish practice with you, to kind of start that and get to know you a little bit?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, wonderful. Is there anything else that you would share with people in the community or others?
Well, I think that there's a gap in rural health care, and I'm really impressed with the outside resources, specialties, and services that Huron Regional provides the community. It's probably the more outstanding services that I've seen in rural settings across South Dakota.
Yeah, well, that's wonderful. So a good place to practice and to be mm-hmm. able to provide that care that people need. As far as your practice, and obviously rural is a passion of yours, do you have a passion within the set of medicine? Is there something that you really like or enjoy helping people manage? You know, some people it's health and weight management or nutrition. Mm-hmm. Some people it's managing chronic diseases like diabetes and, you know, those types of things. Do you have anything that is a specific interest in the medicine realm to you?
I guess I like working with people in multiple chronic medical problems, because they tend to go hand in hand, and trying to manage better health choices and combination of medication and intervention, personal intervention, and getting people involved in their own health care to help themselves as well.
Mm-hmm. So kind of coaching them through mm-hmm. that and walking them through and teaching them that they have the ability to mm-hmm. to make an effect on their health.
Yeah.
Wonderful. And so to make an appointment with you, we would have patients call the HRMC Physicians Clinic at 605-353-7660 or go out to huronregional.org and request an appointment.
Thanks for listening to the Well One Connection. This podcast is informational only and not intended to replace the advice of your healthcare provider. Huron Regional Medical Center, online at huronregional.org.